This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. Guys, how is it going this week? I tell you what, if you can still hear it in my voice, I have been sick now for almost a month. And it has just been a heck of a way to try to get rid of it. And I finally went to the doctor this week, and I'm hoping that, you know, I sound a little better than past weeks. So we're going to try to give you the best show that we can. Of course, every week as we bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. And I am really stoked up tonight because tonight is the big UFC 171, Johnny Hendricks versus Robbie Lawler, and that is going down at the United Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. Man, this is going to be one heck of a card, and we are going to break down all of that action today, but I am really, really looking forward to Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler taking over George St. Pierre's vacated title. That is going to be so much freaking fun tonight. And at that event tonight, you are going to see in a couple of the corners doing the cut man work, Swayze Valentine. That's right. She is the first UFC cut woman. That's right. Started off as a ring girl for a couple of different promotions, or a promotion out in Alaska, and now she's made it all the way to the UFC as a cut man. And we're going to talk to Swayze here in just a little bit on the show. She will be coming up next, so stick with us for that. That is going to be a whole lot of fun. Also on the show, we are going to be talking to Hype Extreme Fight Gear, and that is going to be awesome. These guys are making all kinds of headway, and his story is just awesome of how he got involved in mixed martial arts. And that will be Hype Extreme Fighting Gear, and you can find them at hype-xf.com. Go check them out before we get going here, guys. So, you know, guys, it's going to be one heck of a show today. We're going to break down UFC 171. We're going to talk a little Bellator. We're going to talk just a whole bunch of mixed martial arts action. We got some crazy stuff in the week that was this week also, which will be a whole lot of fun. And, of course, our Twitter shout-outs and our calendar of events, which we'll always do for you. Also, remember to check me out on Full Contact Fighter TV, and that is at fcfighter.com, as I bring you the week that was live on television type stuff there on the web every week, and it's a whole lot of fun to do, and it's a whole lot of fun for you guys, because we bring you a lot of crazy information. So, all right, guys, we're about to get started, so remember, follow us on Twitter at ThatMMAShow, or on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow, and coming up next, it's Swayze Valentine, cut girl for the UFC. And we'll bring it all to you right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. It started up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, we have been kind of talking about this one here for a while now, and I think that this is one of the coolest things that's been going on. You know, female MMA has blown up, so why shouldn't this? And we are talking to the UFC's first female cut man, and that is Swayze Valentine. Swayze, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. No problem.
Well, now, Swayze, I have to ask, and this is just one of those questions that, you know, it comes up for everybody, is how did you get involved in mixed martial arts in the beginning, even before you decided that you really wanted to be a cut man?
Yeah, before I got involved, it was way back in 2006, and, you know, before then, I would watch UFC events, things like that. You know, I really loved the sport. But I really got hooked when I saw my first live show, which was back home in Anchorage, Alaska. And so I went to my first live show, and I was addicted to the atmosphere, you know, and I knew that I wanted to be a part of MMA somehow. But, of course, I didn't want to fight because I'm definitely not a fighter, and so I didn't know what opportunities there would be for me. So after the fight, I went up and I talked to the promoter and asked him, you know, hey, how can I be a part of your show and get started? And he said, well, why don't you be a ring girl? So I, you know, I kind of thought about it and I was like, you know, all right, I'll go ahead and I'll do it once. I'll give it a shot. At least that way I can get my foot in the door and see what other opportunities there might be available for me. So the night of my first show, I was in the back getting ready and I saw the coaches wrapping the fighter's hands and I knew right then and there, this is something. I'm like, this is exactly the part of MMA that I want to be a part of, you know, because like I always say, to me, there's no greater honor than wrapping the hands of a fighter. So I just, after that show, I just buckled down and got in contact with some people to see how to start, and I've been going ever since.
That's awesome. So Anchorage, that would have been like the Alaskan Fight League up there?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I actually know a couple of guys who fight up there, which is kind of funny. So with that then, you know, from Ring Girl to Cut Man, what was your start, what was your first show like as you walked out there as a Cut Man? Because I've wrapped many a hand in my day of being a coach and a trainer and that kind of thing. What is it like that first time you sit down and you really are going to do this for real?
Gosh, you know, I always revert back to wrapping hands. That's where I started, and I did that for, you know, a good 3 years before I even went cage side. But when it was time for me to learn the cut side and go cage side, holy cow. I mean, I was so excited but so nervous because you never know, you know, what you're going to come across. Yes, there's bleeding and there's some swelling. And, of course, I didn't know how I might have handled all the blood because, honestly, I haven't really been around a lot of blood, to be honest. So I didn't know how I would possibly handle it. And, plus, you know, yes, I have all my training, but I can only train so much, you know, with like mock scenarios before going cage side. So, you know, it was just all a whole bundle of emotions. But my first fight, I had the fighter got cut, and so it was just super thrilling. And I went in there and I closed him up, and you know, he ended up winning the fight, which was great, and I was able to, you know, keep calm, which was I was concerned about because, you know, you've never been in that type of situation. So that's kind of how I felt my first show.
So now you have worked for actually quite a few different promotions. Talk a little bit about what it's like to work with the bigger ones like World Series of Fighting, Bellator, and all of those.
Well, it's definitely a step up from amateur. Things are a lot more challenging in different ways, but yet they're a lot smoother in other ways as well. Things are organized. I mean, there's a lot of really well-organized amateur events, don't get me wrong, but just stepping up to pro, they've obviously done things a lot longer and kind of do things a different way. So I say the organization of, you know, times of everything makes it so much smoother. So it was really refreshing to work, you know, a pro organization like WSOF and Invicta and Bellator, because they did run, you know, differently.
Sure. So now what, let's talk a bit here then just about that whole side of it. You get your call, you're going up to the big leagues, you know, you've worked with the UFC. What was that phone call like?
Oh, geez, it was funny because I was sitting in my living room playing with my son, my youngest son, and my phone rings, and I get a lot of bogus phone calls. You know, everybody does. And but I decided to look at my phone, and it said Las Vegas, which I've had a ton of bogus calls from Las Vegas. So I was like, you know, I was sick this day too, so I wasn't feeling well, and I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna let it go to voicemail. So as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I should have picked up the phone. For some reason I've had this feeling. And so I hear that someone left a voicemail, so I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll check it. And I stand up and I go over there and I listen to the voicemail, and it's one of the event coordinators, and they're like, hi, this is so and so from the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Please give me a call back. We'd like to talk to you. And I about died. I couldn't believe it. You know, I've been waiting for that day for so many years. And to finally, like, get that phone call was just incredible. So I went outside and called them back. And, you know, we talked for a little bit. And they told me, you know, they wanted to bring me out for UFC 170. And, yeah, I mean, at that moment, it was a dream come true, you know, in every sense of the phrase. So it was that's kind of how my day was. I didn't totally forgot I was even sick, so it was a way better day.
I bet it was. Yeah, that's got to be one heck of a phone call to get. I know Mike Dresbach, who also is a cut man for the UFC. He's actually here from our neck of the woods, and he worked a whole bunch of shows, and I know that whenever he got that call, it was just something fierce. So I can only imagine what it's like. So then you go out to Vegas, and you're there. Take us through the steps of what it's like becoming a new person into the UFC organization like that.
Well, I was pretty lucky because I already built a relationship with a lot of the cutmen already in the UFC. A lot of, you know, there's Don House, Rob Monroe, you know, Stitch. They were all my supporters in my journey to get to the UFC. So I was very lucky to already have built up, you know, a great professional relationship with these guys. So it was actually, you know, more walking in there with more nerves of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I'm here, versus having to meet everybody in those types of things.
Awesome, Swayze. All right, stick with us as we are going to play Ask a Cut Man next right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are playing Ask the Cut Man with Swayze Valentine. All right, now, Swayze, as we've talked about, you know, we play this game about, oh, once a month, and we have had everyone, as you said, you know, we've had Stitch Duran, we've had Mike Dresbach, we've had Mike Rodriguez from Showtime Boxing, we've had Juan Ramirez from Cutman for Hire on, and we want to play Ask the Cutman with you. And what we're going to do is we've submitted some questions out to our audience, and now they have answered back, and this is the questions that they have burning for Swayze Valentine, Cutwoman to the UFC. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First question out of the box is, what is the biggest cut you have ever had to work?
The biggest cut I ever had to work was actually on my pro debut. And I was sitting cage side, and my fighter, it was the second round, and he got some pretty bad elbows to his eyebrow. And so he split wide open, and his face was covered in blood in seconds. I mean, he was bleeding pretty profusely. And so before the round was over, the doctors saw it, and they come running over to me, and they're like, no, this is a big cut. I hope you have, you know, your swabs ready. And of course I did. And so once the bell rang, I jetted into the cage and went over there. And our cotton swabs that we use to, you know, help stop the bleeding are pretty large. You know, it's not like a little ear swab or anything. They're very hefty. And this kid, he was cut right below his eyebrow, above his eyelid, a good almost 2 inches. So I lost my, all the way down to the bone. And when I put my swab in there, it was completely gone. I lost it in the cut completely. And I ended up pinching the skin on the top and the bottom of the wound and pinched it completely over my swab. So it was just embedded in there. So, which was good because I had, you know, great contact all the way around. So, you know, you're definitely going to stop bleeding, or at least I hope. And so I held it there for, you know, a good 30 seconds and removed it, and there was no blood, so I just packed Vaseline, and I was able to get out of the cage, and he was able to keep fighting, and again, he had the victory, so I was so relieved. It worked great.
Gotta love that one. All right, next question up is what, and not only on the swabs, but what kind of medicines do you use to make these cuts stop? What is your formula that works for you?
Well, there's several different things that we use. One of the most common, but one of the hardest to get a hold of, is epinephrine. It's hard to get a hold of because you have to have a license to carry it, and you have to have a doctor give you a prescription, to receive it. But, that's the most common, and, you know, it works every time. The other new thing that's out is called QuickAid, and, it kind of has a smooth side, and on the other side, the fuzzy side, and that works very well. Too, with cuts to help stop the bleeding. And that you don't need a license or, you know, or a prescription to have. So it's even good for your household use if you have young kids and they got a pretty good owie. You can just pop it on there and, you know, it's not dangerous and you can get it, you know, over online. And that's the other thing that we use.
All right. And, the next one then we've got is, what was it like the first time to have to see all of that blood and worry about it getting on you? And this one actually came in from, like, 5 different ladies.
Well, I've had it working amateur, because I worked so many amateur fights, I came in contact with a ton of blood. And, you know, it didn't bother me to get it on me unless it got on my face, just because with some of the organizations, fighters are not tested. So that can get kind of sketchy, you know, if you get blood in your eyes or something like that. So normally, you know, we wear like protective eyewear, which is basically like sunglasses, or not sunglasses, but regular glasses. But, you know, it doesn't faze me now. If I get blood on my face or, you know, down my arms, I could care less.
All right. And the last one we got is, Who is the coolest person you have got to wrap hands for so far?
Oh, man. See, I am so blessed to be able to wrap any fighter that puts their hands in front of me. So, first of all, I'm happy to wrap anybody, but I would have to say in the beginning of my career, the most, you know, exciting time that I got to wrap someone's hands was when I was still practicing. I went to 12th in Oregon at a Team Quest, and I was able to wrap the hands of, you know, Yushin Okami, Chael Sonnen, and Brian Stann. So that was pretty special in the beginning of my career to be able to, you know, take care of their hands during their training sessions.
Awesome. And the final question is, when is the next fight we're going to see you?
I will be at UFC 171 in Dallas, Texas.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Swayze, how can everyone get a hold of you on social media?
There are several different avenues. You can do Twitter, which is, you know, at Swayze Cub Girl. My website, thequeenofcuts.com. I just set up a Instagram, so I'm kind of new on that, but I believe the handle is Swayze Michelle. And then, Facebook, which is Swayze Valentine. So feel free to contact me through any of those avenues, and I'll get back to you the best I can.
Awesome. Swayze, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, guys, we'll be right back with more Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Guys, man, Swayze Valentine, that was awesome stuff from her. And, you know, as we lead into the world of mixed martial arts, there is nothing better than a good grassroots mixed martial arts movement. And I am on the phone right now with Dave Say from Hype Extreme Fight Gear. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am awesome. Dave, thanks for joining us today. And, you know, I am digging on your clothing line. I've been looking through your stuff and all of this week to talk about, you know, and I really kind of, I love the look. I love the DNA aspect of Hype. So then, Dave, tell me just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I spent 12 years in the U.S. Air Force in the fire department. I'm a full-time single father, and I work 3 jobs.
Wow. That's crazy. So, what brought on this love of mixed martial arts?
You know what? It actually started when I lived in Japan when I was a kid from 12 to 16. My father worked for the government. And my football coach in the mid-90s would bring in UFC videos when he substitute taught. So we would watch them during class. And it just kind of became a passion, the whole combat sport industry.
That's crazy. You had a teacher that actually showed you UFCs. That's awesome. So now, how did you yourself get involved in mixed martial arts? Do you train, anything like that?
I currently don't train. The problem is where I live, there's not very many schools within driving distance. And to really top it off, I work a lot, and I raise my son all on my own. He's 6, so I really don't have the time to put into training that I would like to. However, Hype Extreme will be expanding. We will be opening our own school in probably by the end of 2014.
Wow, that's awesome. So now let's get into that. So hypextreme.com is where everybody can go look, and that is hype, and then xtreme.com. And tell them what your Twitter handle is also. It's hypextreme also, correct?
Correct, it is.
All right. So guys, while we're talking, everybody go check that out real fast. So now, what brought on this want to make this Hype Extreme, I mean, because it's more of a lifestyle. I mean, I've seen your clothing, your drinks, now you're talking about a school. I mean, this is really a lifestyle. So talk about what brought Hype Extreme to fruition.
Well, I was actually training at a gym, and I was expecting to be scheduled to fight. And I said to my coach, I said, listen, I'm going to get some sponsors like everybody else does. And he said, you're an amateur. People don't, no, that's how it works. And I said, well, that's silly. I said, don't people remember, like, that's, You're gonna grow with somebody? And he said, no, this isn't how this industry works. So I said to him, I said, well, you know what? I'm gonna start a brand. I'm gonna sponsor amateurs. And he just thought I was crazy. So, I started sitting down and I said, what can I do that's a little bit different than everybody else? And I did a lot of research. I looked up a lot of the top brands and what they do. And, it just kinda, it birthed itself. I'm a huge believer in acronyms. Being 12 years in the military, I needed to find something that I could use it as an acronym that was a positive statement for young athletes as well as anybody in a family that has an athlete. So HYPE actually stands for helping you prepare every day.
That's awesome. I love that. I have my daughter is a national level judo competitor, and I talk about her all the time on the show. My son does a lot of the same stuff too. And yeah, we bring that to them every day. I love that. So now let's talk then about what would bring about you to the thought of sponsoring amateurs is definitely foreign in this business. And how has that worked out for you so far?
It's actually been great. We have a lot of amateurs that they signed with us originally as amateurs and now have gone pro, and they've gone way past their contractual obligation, but they stay with us anyway. Due to the positive energy that we bring to the table, the feedback that we give them, and the support that we show them. You know, it's like anything else. You're going to remember where your roots were. At least most people will. And at the end of the day, we're looking for that one athlete that someday looks back, and they may be at the top of the UFC, and they're going to say, you know, they're going to pull a shirt out of their drawer one day, and they're going to say, dude, I remember these guys. These guys are the first ones to ever give me something. They believed in me. And that's really the whole piece. This is I'm not in the business to make millions. If we do, fantastic. But I'm in the business to change lives. I want somebody to know, these young athletes to know that there's businesses out there that actually care and want to see them do well. It's not about getting my name out there. It's about showing these athletes that we believe in them. We handpick our athletes. I get a lot of emails, a lot of messages for sponsorship, and pretty careful on who we pick up under a contract with us now.
So let's talk about that then. Who all? I mean, I know a couple of them that I believe that you have under contract, and that would be like Melissa Shepherd, and you know, I know that she does great work. Talk about then what it's been like to deal with these amateurs who are coming up through the ranks and the love that they show you, and how do they work with you? What do you expect out of an athlete that you sponsor?
You know, Melissa Shepherd is actually a prime example. You know, what we tell the athletes is we expect them to try and push our brand through social media the best they can. What we offer them is Melissa actually just received her custom walkout shirts for her next fight. And what we try to do is we try to get them gear that they design or they have the input on that has a positive feedback that is family friendly. And we try to make sure that they can make as much as they can out of it, because a lot of these fighters work full time and struggle to pay for training. So an athlete like Melissa may get a t-shirt made through us, pretty much at cost, and then they sell them. And we eat the design costs, we eat a lot of the labor time in it. And what we expect them to do is just be positive. We watch their social media very carefully. If we see negative things, we immediately address it. You know, we sponsor, Missouri has been a huge growing point. We also sponsor Rachel Riley. We actually sponsor the whole team of Modern Combat Sports in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. We know those guys.
Those guys are great. You know, Charles Rogers, I actually went out there for a job, and, you know, Charles Rogers, CJ Hunter, KJ Young, those guys all spend time with me. You know, I mean, what a great group of guys. That's what we look for. We look for a wholesome athlete. I'm not looking for the guy who's going to win every fight. I sponsored O&O amateurs. And people are like, what are you, nuts? What do they give to you? They give that feeling of satisfaction that they have somebody. You know, I'm a full-time single father, so that's my primary job. And my primary job being a father is making sure that the son knows that I'm there for him at all times. And that's how I try and portray the athletes and their work. We have great amateurs all over the United States, and actually we have great pros at home and abroad. I have some of the top in the world, top pros here. We have fighters that are in the UFC now. We have fighters on Invicta. We have fighters everywhere. It's just been great.
That is awesome. All right, Dave, stick with us as we have got to take a quick break, but we will be back with more of Dave Safe from Hype Extreme Fighting. Go check them out at hypeextreme.com or on Twitter at Hype Extreme. Gotta love it. Check it out. All right, guys, we'll be right back with more Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's starting up. Just hurt.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to Dave Say from Hype Extreme Fight Gear. You can check them out at hypeextreme.com. And we are talking about all the people they sponsor, both amateur and professional. Talk some, then, you say you have pros in the UFC and in Invicta. We do a whole lot of work with both of those organizations. Talk about some of the guys that you've got and how it's been to work with someone at that level. I mean, we know a lot of the Invicta girls. We have them on all the time. So, you know, talk about what it's like to work with these, you know, the extreme level athletes who are at the top of the game.
It's funny that you say guys, because actually our athletes at that level are girls. We actually sponsored Jessamyn Lagoon for her last Invicta fight and her going into the Ultimate Fighter house. And we stay in touch. Jessamyn was extremely grateful for what we were willing to offer her at the time. And it's funny because on that same card we sponsored Sarah Kaufman. Sarah Kaufman called me. And I actually hung up on twice. I didn't think it was actually her calling me. I felt terrible. But my buddy at Tough Prince said, "Dude, Sarah Kaufman, bro, you need to answer that phone." And I did, and she said, "Listen, you know, I love your logo. I'm looking at your website. I'm looking at your Facebook. Everything is always positive. I would love to wear it." And I said, "Well, you know, there's not a lot I can do for you as far as the financial aspect goes." And she said, "That's not what it's about." She goes, "If it's okay with you, I'd like to put it on the front of my shorts." And she won her fight, and the first thing she said is, "I want to thank my sponsor, Hype Extreme," and I couldn't believe it. My Facebook blew up. My Twitter blew up. Sarah Kaufman's talking about you, and I'm like, I'm fiend, man. You know, it was great for us. We sponsored Team Link, the Ultimate Fighter, John Manley, Team Link, UFC veteran, Ricardo, the Golden Boy Funch. These guys are just, some live local to where I am. And, you know, they see the positivity in the brand, and they see that the brand is about my son. There's nothing that we put out that my son can wear or another parent would feel uncomfortable with their child wearing. And I think that's where a lot of these athletes see us in the positive vision is that we're not the traditional extreme blood, skull, brass knuckle company. We're Hype. You know, it's in our DNA. It's what we do.
And I love it. I absolutely love the products, the looks. Like you said, I would be happy if my kids wore it, and it is awesome. So check it out at Hype Extreme, XTREME.com. Dave, tell everyone how they can find the products, though, because now that we've talked about it, I know that people want to go out there and get them. Talk about the products and where they can find them for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? We're actually building a whole new website. We're coming out with a whole new line of equipment, and we're really trying to make some more exclusive clothing with rash guards and fight shorts that are higher quality. What you'll see soon in probably the next month to 2 months that we're coming out with our Battle Beast line. We've already come out with the DNA Koi look. We will be coming out with a grizzly, a shark, a mastodon, and a few other animals that we think really just drive the athlete. And we do stuff for teams too. You know, I have a team in North Carolina. A friend of mine, Brandon Boggs, runs Spider Monkey BJJ, and he came to me and he said, "Listen, man, we need some Spider Monkey gear. What can you do for me?" And we customized a look for him and his team and fell in love with it, and they've just been rocking it out in the Mid-Atlantic.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, guys, we are going to do a little bit of a giveaway here. So, as I mentioned a couple of times on Twitter, you have to go like Hype Extreme, and also then let me know on Twitter, I want the hoodie. And what are we going to give away?
We're actually going to give away our brand new DNA Koi hoodie. We have two options, and we'll leave that up to you on which one you're going to give away. We do have the limited edition black and gold, which is the DNA, the Hype Koi DNA Syndicate, which we're only going to make 50 of them.
Oh, wow.
And that's it. Once they're gone, the black and gold won't be made again. But we also have the gray and green Hype Extreme team hoodie. And, you know, we'll leave it up to your fans and you guys on what you think is the better option. Some people like black and gold, and some people like to just keep it Hype and keep it with the neon green. We're good either way.
Love it. Love it. All right, now, guys. So remember, go right now, like or follow at Hype Extreme on Twitter, and let me know at That MMA Show, I want the hoodie. And we will make that happen. I will pick it sometime this week, and we will get it shipped out to you. All right. Dave Say, Hype Extreme, tell everyone how they can find you on social media.
On social media, we're actually kind of stuck right now with our Facebook name would be Hype Extreme Fighting. It's where we started. But we also have a like page that is just Hype Extreme. Feel free to friend us, but also go over and make sure you like our page, because we do a lot of contests, we do a lot of gear giveaways, and we also do a lot of charity for fighters. And the other big thing is if you're a single parent or a couple of parents and need a little help with trying to get some of your training costs, get in contact with us. We do a lot of things where we can do customized shirts for your children to help you kind of raise some money to help out with your training needs.
That is awesome. I absolutely see. This is why I got a hold of you, because of what you stand for. This is exactly what we do here at Indio Radio, and it's all about making the world a better place. And in mixed martial arts, you know what? It shows that we're not just a bunch of meatheads who beat each other up, and I love that.
Absolutely. I think the biggest step to our success so far is we were actually contacted that we're going to be the official apparel sponsor and clothing in an MMA movie that's coming out called Indignation. It's actually going to be coming out in October. The producer called me and said, I love your stuff. We want it on our main character. What do you think? And we were all for it. We were like, absolutely. You know, where do we sign? What do we got to do? And it's just growing. What I see is a lot of the apparel companies are, if you will, fads.
We're
not a fad. We're a lifestyle. We're here to stay. We're here to grow. And we're going to keep conforming to the market, and we're going to keep bringing better products, more stuff, and we're family-friendly. That's the biggest thing for me. If I would feel embarrassed for my son to wear it, we don't make it.
And I love that. So, all right, Dave, thank you so much for joining us today here on That MMA Show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And seriously, if there's anything we can do for any of your fans or you guys, please don't hesitate. Get in contact.
Awesome. All right, guys, stick with us, and we'll be right back with more Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, 'cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we are back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking the big UFC 171 bout tonight, and that is all going down at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. Huge, huge fights. Johnny Hendricks taking on Robbie Lawler for the vacated title of George St. Pierre. You know, we still haven't heard a whole lot from George other than, you know, he's chilling, he's dealing with the whole thing that he's got going on in his head and whatever, whatever. So another big fight that is going to have title implications will be Carlos Condit taking on Tyron Woodley, and that will be a whole lot of fun. Everybody is calling Condit on this. I am taking this one as my spoiler fight, and I am giving it to Tyron Woodley. That one, I think, will be a blowout fight, so it should be real interesting to see. And then we have the new Diego Sanchez, as he's calling himself. He is just seems to have, I don't know, dealing with Tony Robbins and stuff, and so he has found hot yoga from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I don't know. Diego Sanchez is a weird guy, and I'm just going to say that. He's taking on Miles Jury, who is 13-0, so, I mean, that is going to be one heck of a fight. And then we have Jake Shields taking on Hector Lombard, and this has some serious title implications also. And then rounding out the main card is Ovis St. Preux taking on Nikita Krylov, which I can't quite figure out why that made it to the main card. But, you know, hey, I would have much rather seen Rocky Pennington taking on Jessica Andrade from the preliminary bout, which you can see on Fox Sports 1. Also on that one will be the main event of the Fox Sports 1 card will be Kelvin Gastelum, who was a tough Season 17 winner who did not make weight last night, which was kind of scary, taking on Rick Story. You know, at that level, I mean, there were three sets, including Johnny Hendricks, who did not make weight. And, you know, at this level of the game, guys, you know, you really need to be moving it. And Hendricks looked generally surprised because he works with Mike Dolce. And, you know, as we all know, I'm a huge purveyor of the Dolce diet and everything that he does. And so it was kind of weird that it wasn't happening for him. So, but it is what it is, and we will have the big title fights tonight. Other one I'm looking for, a preliminary fight on Fight Pass, is Bubba McDaniel taking on Sean Strickland. That will be a whole lot of fun. And then Will Campuzio versus Justin Scroggins. Justin's 8-0. That will be a whole lot of fun. So, also, last night, we had the big Bellator card go down, and that was some serious action last night. Bellator 112 went down at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. Man, I wanted to be there, but couldn't swing the sponsors this time. So if any sponsors out there listening, you know, next time, we'd love to take care of that. So It was a heck of a fight, and Pat Curran recaptured the featherweight champion in a just amazing, amazing fight against Daniel Strauss. It was a five-round war that ended up with Curran tanking it in the very end. They both started strong from what we saw on the judges' scorecards at the end. It was tied going into the fifth, so it was just one heck of a fight. And big congratulations to Curran on a well-fought match. So good stuff last night at Bellator. Always they put on great cards. Check them out on Spike TV whenever you can. Good stuff there. Also last night we attended some local mixed martial arts, because that's what we do. And we attended the Rumble Time Promotions fight at the Ameristar Casino in St. Louis, Missouri. And basically the reason that I went is it looked like it would be a fun night. And the headliner was an interesting guy around St. Louis. His name is Danny Johnny Irish O'Connor. He is a 125er, real small guy. Amazing, amazing fighter. And he was taking the main event, and he comes out with bagpipes in the whole shooting match. It was absolutely awesome to watch. And his fight lasted basically longer than his entrance did. So good job to Danny Irish, and also to my buddy Matt Murphy, who he was making his pro debut last night, so I had to be fair for that. I had coached Matt at one point in time, and he was a good guy, and wanted to see his pro debut. Came in a little overweight, but had to give up some of his money. But he avenged a loss that he had against a gentleman named Ben Chesser here in St. Louis. And it was one heck of a wrestling match. Matt was able to finally secure the rear naked choke in the third round. Big congratulations, Matt. Real proud of you guys out there. So, all right, guys, stick with us as we've got more info coming as we come right back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shoutouts, and of course our calendar of events. And we are going to start this week with the week that was, and it is first up, we are talking world championship boxer Holly Holm is meeting with Dana White this week. Now, if you're not a combat sports or just a casual MMA fan, you may not have heard of Holly Holm, but I'm going to tell you, she probably will soon. She is an 18-time world champion boxer, and she is also like 6-0 in MMA. She's got a boxing record of like 33-2, so she is legit. She trains out of Greg Jackson and Winkle John's camp with like the, you know, like John Jones and Carlos Condit, Donald Cerrone, all those guys out there. And it looks like she may be making the move to the UFC. This was talked about a while back, and there was money issues involved, of course, and it didn't happen. So apparently she is meeting with Dana White this week, and we're going to see how that's going to work out. So I would love to see Holly Holm in the UFC. It would be real interesting to see what she could do against someone like Ronda Rousey. She would definitely need a couple of warm-up fights at that level, though, to see what is going to conspire with her talents and things of that nature. So about a big video that is making its way around the internet right now, and that is this this mom at an amateur show in Ohio who scaled the cage when her son was choked out at the OFC 20 March Massacre 2. This took place March 8th in Columbus. And after the fighter collapsed and was awkwardly tumbled to the mat while fighting off unconsciousness, his mom apparently tried to get in the cage and check on her son. She was stopped by the ringside officials, and instead she scaled the fence and entered the cage, which is pretty crazy, but the police ended up stopping her and escorting her out. Her son was okay, of course. You know, you get choked out, you go to sleep. That's just how it works. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it for our Week That Was, and you can find more on the Week That Was at Full Contact Fighter TV at fcfighter.com. I do it every week, people. Every week. So, all right, guys, that is going to bring us to our Twitter shout-out of the week. And this week, our Twitter shout-out is going to be from right here on Indio Radio. It is going to be General TFT. That is right, at General TFT. That is Tom Turbrock, and he hosts the Metal Militia all the time here on. He does it every Friday night at 10 p.m. to midnight right here on Indio Radio, and it is everything metal. And you can find him at facebook.com/generaltft and, of course, on Twitter at generaltft. Check him out, Tom Turbrock. Gotta love it. Good music on that one. All right, guys, that is going to bring us to our calendar of events, and, of course, that means tonight we have UFC 171, Hendricks versus Lawler. crazy stuff yesterday at those weigh-ins, man. Gotta love it. So, and, you know, just a whole bunch of more stuff going down. And that would be Bellator 113, March 21st, out in Kansas. Man, I want to make it out to that one. But I think I'm going to be in Dallas that weekend for some big info we'll talk about later. And then UFC Fight Night 38, March 23rd in Natal, Brazil. Bellator 114, March 28th in Salt Lake City. And then World Series of Fighting, March 29th in Las Vegas. Cannot wait for those. That is going to be some awesome action out there, man. There is mixed martial arts wherever you can find it. And there are just their local shows, their regional shows. They're all over the place. And that's why we bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action every week. So remember, follow us on Twitter at ThatMMAShow. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. Big thanks to our guest today, Swayze Valentine, UFC Cut Girl. You'll see her tonight on the big UFC 171 pay-per-view. And also, big thanks to Dave Say from Hype Extreme Fight Gear. You can check them out at hypeextreme.com and also on Twitter at hypeextreme, and that is X-T-R-E-M-E. Now remember, go like them on Twitter and let me know, hey, I want a hoodie, and you can win the hoodie that we are giving away. It is very cool. You can check it out on our Twitter feed at That MMA Show because we have tweeted it out, and it is cool as hell looking. So I hope I get one out of the deal, too. You know, you got to like that. So, anyway, guys, we are going to call it a day because it's getting late, and there's always more MMA action to cover. So, remember, we got a replay at 5 o'clock if you're not listening to the replay now. But check it all out. Remember, we are here to bring it to you. Best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So, remember, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair. And we'll see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.